Welcome to BG Times 3, the internet's only source for video game news and trivia.
Hey everybody, Rise Like Phoenix back again this week. With me, Giant Shock, Max Barracuda. Tonight on the show, Twitch gets cursed, but in a good way. A new Metal Gear is coming to your residence, and people have a lot of evil things to say about it. And Ubisoft thinks you're all a bunch of fart smellers.
Shit.
Starting off tonight, we're going to change up a little bit. We always go over what we're playing, but that always forces me to like try and hammer something in, you know? I don't get to enjoy the game. You know,
squeeze a game in every week.
Yeah, I have to do. I had to power through Fallout week. So now we're just going to be talking about what gets us hyped up, man. What's getting your console humming? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't get what other sexual endos can I go with? John Shock, what's got your console humming right now?
WWE 2K17 is coming out October 11th, and they just released a whole bunch of gameplay for it on IGN. They've also been releasing every week. Every Tuesday morning, they release the roster. This is supposed to be the biggest roster ever. Maybe like over.
Isn't that always the case every year though? Biggest roster ever. I can't believe
for a good long time it was. You know, you would get like 70, 80 wrestlers, and then the current roster, which is like 50 guys or so, and then like 30, legends, and then some of the girls.
Well, I feel wrestling's back on top a little bit.
Yeah, I got back into it last year, and I'm
now a lot of people who have.
Yeah,
so maybe they got some dough now.
A lot of it has to do with I think Triple H taking over a lot of creative control, and they're going into the next century now of like how they present things to the
well,
audience.
He was
the game.
The Raw era.
Yeah,
you know, he was the Raw.
Well, Stone
era.
Cold was the Raw era.
Yeah.
They just showed a whole bunch of new gameplay, which I'm very psyched for. One of the big problems was that they. I was never really an arcadey guy. Now the games used to be like you hit everyone with a million things and everything's crazy. Right now it's a little bit more like a realistic. They're trying to make the game like a simulation more than anything. Now like one of the big problems with the ladder match was that it was hard to put it underneath the thing and
I remember jumping for it and then you're all fucked up forever.
They've cured this now with ladder hotspots where you can only put it in certain places, but it's a perfect setup every time.
Nice.
Good. Good.
You know, that wonky, like
that just invited too many glitchy. Like I'm just all of a sudden I'm on the table or whatever. So stupid shit like that.
Now also it's a new mini game to grab the briefcase. So you could also like back in the day you grab the ladder, you grab the briefcase. But if you got hit, you automatically lose control of yourself and you get thrown off the ladder. But now it's like you could take a couple hits and the guy has to actually like get you off the thing, and then pushing over the ladder is not as easy as just pressing the B button. Now you got to go and tap it repeatedly to start.
Oh, I'll give somebody a chance to get off it or whatever like
that. Another good thing with multiplayer matches now, they just said they were going to do where if you hit a guy with where he's critical, I guess his power goes to
he's all red or whatever.
Yeah, he rolls out of the ring and goes to recover.
Oh.
So it eliminates the clutter in the ring a lot where the guys are, down outside the ring. Then they said that they're going to do two things. One, where you could either recover halfway and you get up kind of like staggered and you crawl through the ring. That's obviously to...
Unless you're the Hulk, then you just Hulk up.
Well, yeah.
with that Gawker money and just come out.
Well, then you just make it a rain at that point.
Yeah.
Or you could wait the whole time and run in there. You get you start off with a signature move, which leads you to a special. So you come in there hot.
Oh, just like a real match. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot because otherwise you're sitting in the middle of the ring just as a corpse half the time.
Yeah, finally they realized it's a video game and it's supposed to be fun. Because I mean, like every once in a while you'd beat me maybe once out of every 25 matches.
Like every time,
I'd be laying on the ground and that would be my game for the rest of the fucking game.
Exactly.
They've also made thousands of new animations. Like usually they always say shit like that, but this year you could see
this that. Year's the year, damn it.
No, but like 2K took over from THQ about 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and they slowly rebuilt the entire video game since then.
Well, 2K has a real investment in getting body movements right, because they have all the sports games.
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do. The other people are just trying to make like a video game, and they're trying to make a wrestling simulation game where
okay.
it's just as real as like the real thing as you possibly could get.
I love simulations.
Simulations. All right. They released a bunch of people in the roster. The only thing I'm a little bummed out is that to get some of the special, like the new guys, like Shinsuke Nakamura, they want you to buy like this $100 NXT version of it.
But
you can get him later eventually, like in the DLCs. But like that's a huge selling point for these brand new guys. I want like to play as him and Apollo Crews, and so it's like
I'm shocked. I would think that they would have like a legacy character like Stone Cold X, but a brand new dude.
Well, last year's was the Terminator, so that was kind of lame. I never used. Well, the one thing why I never used the Terminator was that if you struck him, like if you hit him with something, he just was shrugged it off.
Yeah, of course he's a Terminator.
Well,
bro.
Yeah, but it's a video game. You figure you'd hit him, whatever. Like,
nah, Terminator.
Nah, Terminator. No.
And then the last big thing that they revealed this week was they brought back the crowd fighting and the backstage stuff, but this time it's so much more realistic. If you remember, you played it with me.
I got a question. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut in, but did they make it a sandbox yet? Like, if you throw, because I remember we used to cheat all the time. We'd throw someone out of the room, and then everyone would be standing again. You know, like, I mean, like, it's a load screen, basically, between each thing.
It looks like it's not like that. From what I saw, it's much more realistic, where it's not just like a one room, and you could, you press B to go into the next room. I saw Seth Rollins Irish whip Cesaro into the next room, blew open the door. And then he walked in that room, and then Triple H in a suit gave him a look and walked out. It was like,
that's cool, but I can't imagine them doing it otherwise. Like, let's say you whipped him into the other room, then what are they going to do? Go into an expanded upper view?
It's it's kind of flawless. The transition between like the area. Plus,
I bet that's only single player though.
Yeah, he's
like,
saying
you can't.
That's for multiplayer. Yes.
How could they do that?
What do you mean?
What if Pete and I and you and Chumpy Mc,
yeah, right. And
a fourth Chump fourth player are playing, and you whip Chump into the next room, and Pete and I are still in this room. I mean, they would have to go into like almost like a Smash TV view
or a split screen.
Screen maybe.
You bring a good point. They may not offer.
You don't see a lot of split screen land.
Gears 4.
Mm-hmm.
They may not offer that for four people, but. From what I've seen, it was obviously a one-on-one. It was really, really realistic, though. Like we saw the guys fighting in the backstage area, you could see down the hallway Renee Young, which is the interview lady, giving an interview to Roman Reigns. And when they saw like what was going on, they just kind of walked away. They got out of there. They're like, oh,
I mean,
shit.
That's awesome. I just know that you're a big multiplayer with the
WWE. Yeah, but even if it's a one-on-one, you got to remember we haven't had backstage fighting in almost a decade. They got rid of it after the SmackDown versus Raw series.
I know.
So the whole WWE 2K series hasn't had that yet.
True.
So I'm really looking forward to this. There's a lot of great animations, and honestly, if you look at some of the graphics, because this is the first generation of games that are multi-platform.
Oh, it looks gorgeous, man.
But they're saying they're multi-platform that aren't that no longer are doing PS3. I'm sorry, PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah, no.
So
I know.
Like they're solely working on the new gen systems.
Right.
Yeah, of course, dude. Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Speaking of WWE, real quick, Xbox. It's the Xbox One free game of the month.
Yeah.
This year's
that's right. If you haven't picked up the last 2K16, you can pick it up this month.
If you want to get your beak wet a little early, see what it's about.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a really fun game.
Yeah, we played it here a bunch. It's fun.
What's got you hyped up, Max?
I'm going to tie this into what I was playing this week, but Batman Telltale.
Mm.
Played episode one this week.
Mm, I'm feeling a little Batman-y too this week.
So I'm psyched for the remainder of these episodes. I really liked how they pulled this thing.
Pardon me.
Is it like around 2 hours?
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Although, this game, less of an action thing.
I know.
Which I enjoy. That detective mode was fun.
Well, yeah, because
it's cool.
The first game for Batman, at least, that it's more about the decisions and the intellectual part of Batman, not just the beat 'em up part.
There's a conversation in front of Harvey Dent that you do in the first episode where Selina Kyle is
Harvey
right
Harvey
there.
Is Harvey Two-Face?
Yeah, he's Harvey.
Okay.
Employer Harvey.
So I'm trying to place where it is in the Batman time.
Here's what I could figure. He's an early Batman.
Okay, year one Batman.
His first encounter with Catwoman is that night of the first episode. Harvey Dent is not Two-Face yet.
Sexual tension
yet? His first encounter or his first encounter?
His first ever meeting.
Oh, okay.
Like, they meet on a rooftop and have a fight, and it's the first time they've ever seen each other.
Oh, all right.
And then there's a scene in a restaurant, like an outdoor kind of cafe, where you're sitting with Harvey Dent, and she walks up and takes a seat because she's with him. And she notices the scratch on your cheek, and you notice her black eye from the night before, and you have to navigate the conversation.
Oh, so he
straight
is...
straight out of Batman, too.
Batman is throwing out lady duffs.
Oh, he don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah? Equal rights and equal lefts from Batman? Is that... That's how it's going down for Batman.
He does, yeah.
Sometimes he pulls his punches with the ladies, you know?
In Suicide Squad, he punched out Harley Quinn.
Straight haymakers, he does.
Well, I'm feeling very Batman-y, too, because the VR video, you should see it. It's out at the VR for Arkham. Now, here's what they showed so far. There's really only the one video. It's of people trying it, so you get a bunch of reactions like, oh, my God, that's so cool and stuff. But it looks like you're just suiting up. You go down the pole, you know, you got the VR helmet on, you throw the mask on. It looks really intense.
That's all I need.
That's really kind of, I would pay $10 at least just to suit up for Batman and be like, now go out and stop crime. And then, like, the game ends.
What's the actual cost?
I don't know how much a game's going to cost. I know it's, I would imagine a VR game. It's not going to cost $60 yet.
It's going to cost like $150.
No. I mean, you have the equipment. You have to buy the equipment first.
Yeah, you buy the PlayStation VR.
Yeah, PlayStation VR. It's coming out on PlayStation.
Would you ever buy a PlayStation VR if it wasn't for Batman?
Me, personally? Yes. You know goddamn well I wouldn't.
Well, they're going to have they have the Rick and Morty one coming out, too, that I want to play.
And with all this, I'm sure people have seen on their Facebook and whatnot the technology already being utilized, the pictures that you could see 360 and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
It is. It's very cool. And,
I'm a sucker for that stuff, though.
The Batman one looks pretty cool. The thing that I was shocked about is I heard all sorts of different reports from different sources that it's going to be a Telltale type game where you walk around the rooms, and that made sense. It was like an escape the room or something for VR.
Yes.
But they're fighting.
Okay.
There's a little bit of fighting. You got to use those stupid glow sticks or whatever that the PlayStation offers right now. But there was a certain amount of fighting. I wouldn't have liked that. I would have preferred.
They still have the same motion sensors like as the PS3, the little.
It's similar.
Yes.
They got hand controls for your hand.
The glow balls.
To know where you're.
You're raving out in the middle of your living
room. Yeah. So if you ever wanted
those
to see.
Batus, yeah. Batus. I don't know.
So if you want to see Batman just straight up slap fight, then just watch your friends playing this game.
Oh, I'm looking at. Yeah. Well, I'm looking out. I'm looking to download that Telltale game very, very soon.
It's fun.
It's episodic, right? So it's like $5.
Same as all the Telltale stuff.
Was it $5?
$5. One little glitch in there where I had to play a scene twice. That was it.
That's better than you got it on your Xbox One, correct?
Yep.
Better than on computer, because computer is glitchy as shit.
They have a really great detective mode where you enter a crime scene, you can look around and assess the evidence, and then you have to link certain things together, and that recreates the crime scene.
Now, they don't have the detective mode in the Arkham games, because the Arkham game was basically... They should have just named it Batman versus the Skeletons, because I never went out of fucking...
It's similar in the end result, where it recreates the scene like that, but it's like you have to tie the gun that shot the bullet that hit the canister that caused this explosion that threw this guy over here, and what killed that guy?
That chase...
So you're just making a
chase
big...
Chase a dog, chase a cat, chase a fly?
What does he take off his belt for that?
The bat...
The bat figure it out.
The bat knock...
node? I don't know.
He just starts hitting people until somebody talks.
There is that, and you also get to pick. Those are the moral choices. Are you the brave protector of Gotham, or are you the hardcore vigilante? So you get the option. When you reach the gangster at the end, do you arrest him, or do you impale his leg on a piece of rebar?
You can't kill him, though?
You can't kill. You're Batman.
It's just snapping necks.
You're not Ben Affleck.
It's like, Batman. Get out of Gotham. Batman's taking control.
You know what? I was 100% with the hardcore until you mentioned injuring a leg. That's not cool, man.
I don't know. I was playing it safe the whole time, and then I threw one guy on some rebar. Now Gotham City hates me.
Oh, yeah. There's a public opinion.
They're like, this man, he beat that poor prisoner. I'm like, I let the guy go.
Yeah.
Are we forgetting what I did?
I never got why Batman didn't carry a gun. Like, he could just be kneecapping.
He did originally.
Originally. Did but guns
no,
kill
Batman
his
doesn't kill anyone. Batman will break both your legs and leave you in below zero weather in a fucking alley, but he won't kill you.
But he could kneecap. Kneecap ain't killing.
He kneecaps people all day long. He saves on ammo by just throwing a...
He's a billionaire.
Look, guns are for cowards.
He spends billions on... What was that? Kryptonite, just to keep Superman in check. He can spend like $50 on ammo.
Whenever they talk about Batman's, just real quick, arsenal, I always think that of him going to that guy from Mystery Men. Yeah, that guy like tornadoes in a can. And no, yeah. That's stupid.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that guy,
that's
yeah.
All non-lethal.
I like to think that during that Batman Superman fight, like one homeless guy was watching, and he just tells every supervillain, like, no, when he comes after you, just go, Martha, Martha.
He won't
Martha.
Go. Yeah, it's like.
Why did you say that?
I think it's their safe word.
Why is everyone saying that?
All right. Anyway, that's what's got me hot. Batman. Of course. Always Batman, as a matter of fact.
More Batman.
Yeah, more Batman and less.
Everything else.
Superman? Let's throw that out there. Less Superman games?
He's not really done very well.
They didn't even try for this movie, which is great.
I don't know. Are you watching this Injustice stuff coming out?
I am. I saw the new Harley Quinn.
Out. I like the outfit.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
It's just the Suicide Squad, isn't it?
No, she had the jingly bell thing.
My favorite
headpiece.
Harley Quinn is the Arkham Harley Quinn, though.
See, you didn't see...
she looks like her own villain.
Margot Robbie's
sexy. Yeah, you didn't see Suicide Squad, but a brief scene in that movie, she's wearing the traditional outfit.
Like, I saw that scene. Somebody put up a spoiler.
I see why they didn't go with that outfit.
Yeah, of course.
It doesn't really fit a human being.
Yeah, her outfit...
The original outfit, a lot of people don't know, but Harley Quinn came out for the cartoon show. She wasn't a comic book character first, and it was a children's cartoon show. That's why that outfit is that outfit.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, come on. Anyway,
gotta
let's
sexy her up, man.
Yeah, let's let's move into the news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. I don't mind.
Have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square.
Another new nuance of the show is I'm going to start citing where I get the news from so that I don't get all the hate when I get something wrong.
Right.
I can just pass off on the thing. All right, so the first story comes from TheVerge.com. You guys played South Park,
yes.
Right? Stick of Truth?
Stick of Truth.
What do you guys think?
Amazing.
I thought it was so funny.
You clamoring for the sequel?
Actually, yeah.
Fractured Butthole?
Can't
Fractured
wait.
Butthole.
Those trailers
Fractured
got me.
Fractured Butthole.
Now, is it the same ilk where it's a, was it an RPG game?
Yeah, but it's like superheroes now.
Yeah, here's the thing though. I didn't play the first one because it was on a last gen system in a new gen world. So I don't know why they didn't bring it.
No, that was at the end of the Xbox 360.
But
the last
new,
ones
yeah.
I played.
Yeah, the new systems were already out, and I had that hooked up, and I wasn't about to go back. Now you can download them on the new systems, and I just haven't yet. But the upcoming game, there's a lot of farting going on. Was there a lot of farting in the old game?
Yeah, that was
it's
one
a
of
special
the abilities.
Move.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good to know. Now. With this one, you can move around just for fun, you know, fighting and whatnot. But the good folks at Ubisoft have invented the Nauseous Rift, in which
oh, I don't like where that's
in which you can imagine what that entails. Now, what would you guys feel about that?
I don't want it.
Every time a dude farts, it reeks right up in your nose.
Don't need it.
Right now, it's not available for home.
Good.
But, you know, this year's Comic-Con will be presenting the Nauseous Rift.
Yeah, that's like, yo, this tastes terrible. Taste it. Like, no.
Yeah. Well, if the line at the last Comic-Con when they had a Stick of Truth was any indication.
It was out the door, man.
Out the door to see that.
I didn't even wait.
That was a really cool setup they had.
They had a great
Yeah,
setup.
Well, they had the South Park, like a cardboard town where you actually couldn't see inside of it, I guess, because
yeah.
They wanted it dark.
Yeah, but there's going to be some smelly people coming out of that tent this year.
Do you guys think that would ever be a thing? You know, I mean, adding peripheral smells. I remember back in the 90s, remember the Simpsons had a couple scratch and sniff episodes? A couple people
Nobody
tried
wants
that
it.
Shit every once
I
in a while.
I mean, the smell. I mean, like, what's the best case scenario?
Cooking it's, mama, maybe?
Yeah, it's like oh, it's like a hot girl cooking something. It's like at that like sexy, like delicious thing.
No, Cooking Mama, the game.
You didn't play Cooking Mama.
Mama, like if you're cooking up a steak or something, I guess I could smell it. I don't know how much I'd pay for it.
There's not a lot
I really want a steak. Is this a game about a steak?
There's not a lot of scents in video games.
It's all going to be smelly. It's always going to be suck.
It's always
right?
going to be gross. You're going to smell sweaty dude
unless it was,
and bullet holes.
What if you're like
unless they added it to like you know how Metal Gear Solid had that crazy sniper battle?
Yeah.
Unless they added something like that, like you're in the jungle like that and you're like, you know, you smell like, oh, man, I smell like gunpowder or something like that.
Like the smell
oh,
gets
shit.
Stronger.
But that's what I'm saying, like yeah. A Zelda game where you're in that meadow and you smell the grass and stuff like that.
Don't need it. I'm fine.
I mean, I could imagine them there. It's a video game. Like,
yeah, these things are immersive enough.
I mean, VR is coming out. How long do you think it's going to be before it's not just South Park kids ripping fat farts in your nose, but, you know, something actually that can come out. I mean, it's It's going to be at least a couple years.
Here's my one question. How would this enhance the gameplay?
I just said, like, if you're frolicking through a meadow.
Why would that enhance
I smell
the
grass?
Gameplay?
That's...
I don't know. Flowers?
No.
What if you're on a virtual date? You know, I'm talking about a couple years from now.
I appreciate you playing devil's advocate on this one, but
I am playing devil's advocate. I don't want to be.
Go to Michael's and buy some candles or something like that.
There's
like,
a Yankee candle.
I just recently reread Ready Player One, and they have it. It's not even incredibly popular in that world. In the world where you just fly around and do amazing things, and the humanity just lives inside these machines. The guy Wade, the main character, still kind of doesn't like his smell thing.
The only thing that would be fun to say was if I smelled napalm, and I could say I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
But that's a joke. You would die if you smelled napalm.
If you're introducing...
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, napalm attacks your system.
No, line from a famous movie. What's this wrong with that?
All right. Yeah, I don't know napalm.
But napalm is like fire. It's like a...
I'm pretty sure it attacks his senses, dude.
No, that's mustard gas. First of all, that's illegal.
Maybe I'm thinking of mustard gas.
The point is, if you're introducing a new technology with smell this fart, it's probably not a technology worth pursuing.
Well, I guess. But
I don't want farts, like, straight up. A bakery game, maybe. Like, that'd be nice.
Yeah, although I don't want to play a bakery
game. Problem is
that's terrible in itself. But
most things in the video game world, I gave it some thought with this story, are smelly. They're going to be smelly. You're going to be smelling dead bodies or, like,
don't want to smell
farts.
Don't need it.
Look, I think I gave the best example before if, like, you were having a sniper battle and you could smell the guy's, like, shoe leather or something like that, where if you were close to him, that's, like, the only thing that I could possibly...
But you gave a bad example of it where you turn off your console, you wait for that guy, and then you automatically smell that he's dead. You know, remember that in Metal Gear, the epic... Which one are you talking about? There's quite a few. Sniper Wolf?
In the snow.
I was talking about that old dude.
In Snake Eater.
And Snake Eater.
Where are you
in the jungle?
Yeah, you can't fucking beat him. And then he says, oh, I only got like a day left or whatever. I don't remember.
There's a couple ways.
A
you could either beat him by finding his bird flying around and shoot there and hope you hit him, or you shut your console off and set your calendar ahead a day, and then he just dies.
And he's dead. Metal Gear is always weird like
that. That's lame-o. It's like, the Mantis guy where you just...
Psycho-Mantis.
Psycho-Mantis. You control in the other port and you just kick his ass.
That took me out of it when it's like literally talking about that. Was a very never-ending story approach to it. Like, oh, the players, is there, name me, Snake. Scream my name. The next one that I want to talk about, let me punch it up here because this is a very technical thing. Don't ask me too many questions on it because it's very, very recent. But Twitch just purchased Curse. Curse is a... let me get to the basics. Let me restart.
You just lost both of us.
So live streaming platform Twitch just bought Curse. Curse being a... Curse started as a way for people to share
gypsies.
WoW mods. Yeah.
Thinner.
No, it's a community-based website that has high-traffic forums for Pokemon and, you know, Hearthstone, NFL games. It's basically mostly forums for fans. You know, it's like how the bigger games have, like, maybe a fan site, but some of the smaller, those are really big games, but, you know, it conducts forums for games. It's actually a great place for the video game community to find other like-minded gamers. And they also recently launched something for PC, which is a program that makes it much easier to meet up with your team online and coordinate with your teams, and so you can Twitch or YouTube gaming to a lesser extent together. So it looks like Twitch purchased these guys. I guarantee you they're not going to let you YouTube game for long, but it's a perfect hand-in-hand. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be great for the video gaming community at large. Tonight, I'm going to go... I never really mess with Curse that much, you know? Mm-hmm. So tonight, I'm going to go on. I'm going to see if anybody else feels like playing Shadowrun. if not there, then where, dude?
Nowhere.
If not there, then where? If I can't find somebody to play me a Marvel Nemesis, then I'm not gonna.
God, stop liking shitty games.
I can't.
Like Frozen, bro. Just let it go, bro.
I can't, man. I can't stop. Anyway, I'm excited about this purchase. Normally, I don't like community-based things being purchased by, because Twitch was just purchased a little while ago by Amazon. So I hate it when, like, the big ones like Viacom or Amazon or something own this. But I think Twitch and Curse going hand in hand is perfect. It's a match made in heaven. What? What's so funny?
I don't know.
What's so funny?
It's like a match made in heaven.
What the fuck else am I supposed to say, man? What do you want? It only happened today, man. I don't know how much it was for. I don't know shit about it.
Oh, so Twitch bought a blog.
No. Much more than a blog. It's got a whole bunch of...
They bought a thread.
Twitch bought a really big blog.
No, stop it. Stop
they bought Reddit Lite.
They bought a Facebook page, bro. Like...
Before the show, I showed you guys the new Metal Gear.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think?
It's Left 4 Dead.
Metal Gear Survivor, they call it. It takes place in an alternate universe. You are no longer a Solid Snake or a Liquid Snake or any sort of snake.
Gaseous snake?
No, that would be the natural progression in the real world, but this is an alternate universe.
Dead snake.
It's Resident Evil, fellas. I mean, it's a Konami game with zombies. Yeah. I didn't see much. I mean...
They had a cool bow and arrow.
Metal Gear has always been like this perverse... view of the military-industrial complex.
Right.
I didn't see anything.
But then
like
you
that.
Have games like Revengeance, which are button-mashy.
Yeah. That was terrible.
Just hack and slashes.
I thought it was terrible.
This is going to be more just like a Revengeance kind of thing.
I saw that, I was like, oh, look, Ninja Gaiden. You know?
Or just Gaiden.
I don't think you necessarily need to add zombies to
everything.
I know that they're popular right now. They're kind of like vampires were a couple years ago.
Are they popular
anymore?
I
feel like
I think they're on the down.
Zombies they're still on like they're plateaued on their apex. Like everything's zombies still. I bet you in like a year or two then they'll die off.
People are bitching terribly about this trailer. It could be a cool game, but at what point is that Metal Gear? I mean, you know, is Metal Gear going the way of Final Fantasy where it's just kind of a new game every time without the same characters?
Yeah, they've gone a little wacky of late.
This is the first game without Kojima. But since it's coming out, he had to have known about it, right? I mean,
that's why he left.
Yeah, do you think so?
he got
no zombies.
He got himself fired.
Zombies are over. No, we're on Walking Dead season 7 now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not that amped up for it. I love Metal Gear games, and you know what?
Did you play the new one?
Yeah, wacky as shit. I mean, like the stories don't make any sense. I just like my sneaking around. This is the first time where it looks like everyone's going to be aggressively towards you, because normally it's just like the guy walks in a very similar pattern or whatnot. The new one, the patterns weren't as similar, like ridiculously, but it's still like, oh, where'd he go? Oh, he's gone. I guess we better go back to exactly where we're standing.
More importantly.
Now, the game is not like a hack and slash, and if it was kind of like, you know,
it looks like a Resident Evil game.
No, not even like that. But if it's more or less like sneaking around to avoid the zombies.
Then it's The Last of Us.
No. Yeah. It is Last of Us. Yeah. All right, fuck that game.
I think it's going to be a mixture of both. I have a feeling it's going to be sneaking around, and if you don't, then whatever, you're a badass anyway. It doesn't matter.
I say that, and I hated Last of Us because I was like, dude, come on, these zombies.
It's like Hitman zombies. You try and sneak around, but in the end,
you just murder
everyone in the house.
I always got a low score on that because I just straight up just blew open
Hitman?
The front door, just pop, pop, pop.
I always made it about 25% into the episode before all hell broke loose, and I just murdered everyone.
Once you fuck one thing up.
Once I just dip my toes until, like...
They should make it harder. Like, I mean, that slow-mo in Hitman, game over, dude. Headshot, 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 headshot.
Then if it's too hard, people would be like, meh.
No. But some of the setups were very gratifying.
Yeah,
I'm kind of interested in the one that's out now, even though they're releasing it bit by bit.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's still linear, though. It's still like there's really, I mean, Hitman never had like that many ways to do it.
Yeah,
you know, you go in as a milkman or the gardener or whatever, and that's it.
Sounds like a porno you're talking about.
There is probably a Hitman porno out there that makes you feel better.
If they made two shitty movies about it, I'm sure they threw a porno in there.
Yeah, if they made Pokemon, then they definitely made
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Pokemon.
Don't look that up.
Pokemon.
Don't look that up.
I won't.
All right. So that's about it for the news. I think we're going to go right into the game. I get excited every week that I don't have to do it.
Speak for yourself.
That's my favorite part. All right. It's time to take a test.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Only a test.
All right. Do we want boss music or are we just running with it?
Yeah, hell yeah, we want boss music.
All right, so typical rules apply. I got 20 hit points as the boss. You guys have 15 each.
I'm going to keep track. I think as the bad guy you've been cheating, which is fine. That's in character, but I'm going to keep track.
Keep track.
right.
We got, you could either answer the question, which is worth either 1, 2, or 3 points, or you can block it, which you instantly lose a point, but you get a pass. And we got 4 categories for you guys. We got weapons. We got collectibles. We have soundtracks.
Collectible weaponized soundtracks.
And we have minions.
All right.
So, Brian, you won last week. Why don't you kick it off?
Soundtracks.
All right. So for this, I'm going to give you 3 titles to a song off a game soundtrack. And you're going to tell me what game it is. First one. Normandy. The Alien Queen in Pursuit of Saren.
Halo?
Incorrect.
I'm going to go Mass Effect.
Mass Effect. Correct.
All right.
All right. Dan? What category?
I'm going to go Minions. I love those cute little guys.
Okay. Although they're
actually... Banana.
Sorry. Yeah, all right. They had a cute little short in the beginning of the Secret Life.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did. They're trying so... Universal's trying so hard to make those guys like Mickey. They're not like Mickey.
No, they're annoying.
They're better.
I actually watched that opening bit on that movie. I was like, ugh.
Mickey hasn't been cool since South Park and Evil.
That's true. All right, minions in this case just means underlings. The little guys you fight.
Oh, I see.
Although they're actually called Ungoys, you will probably know these Halo minions by what name?
Grunts.
Grunts?
Grunts.
Grunts, point each.
I didn't know them as Ungoys, though.
Yeah, I would have to go to, like, instruction booklets for that one.
All right.
All right, Brian, back to you. Category?
What were the other categories?
Weapons, collectibles, soundtracks, and minions.
Still weapons.
Weapons. The Beam Katana is the weapon of choice and lightsaber knockoff used by Travis Touchdown in what game series?
Pass.
Pass. Yeah?
I'm going to pass too, man. Travis Touchdown sounds like a real loser.
The game is called, well, it's a series called No More Heroes.
Oh, yeah, no, that's actually pretty good.
And it's great.
I don't remember Travis Touchdown.
It's the main dude.
Travis TD, they call him.
Yeah?
It's the main character.
No More Heroes for the Wii?
For the Wii. With his beam katana.
Okay.
All right, what do you want, Dan? What category?
A lot of the Wii games, I don't pay attention to the storyline. I just kind of...
That's true, but that was a fun adult game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, super R-rated.
It was one of their only adult games.
That and, like, Mad World.
You said Beam Katana, I was like, Halo.
You're thinking of Beam Cortana, maybe.
Beam Cortana.
All right. Let's do soundtracks. That's hard, man. Soundtracks is rough.
Here's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Bowerstone, The Temple of Light, and Hobbs Cave.
I feel like you're trying to fuck me with Bowerstone.
Or something I figured you would recognize.
Let's do Kingdom Hearts.
I agree with you.
Incorrect. Damn. Fable.
Fable.
That was a...
First you fucked me with Fable 3, and now you fucked me again, Fable.
Not your friend.
Monolulu.
Get your story straight, Fable.
All right, Brian.
It was Minion, soundtrack, weapons, and what was the fourth?
Collectibles.
Collectibles.
Let me collectibles.
Super Mario must collect 120 shine sprites from Bowser Jr. in what Super Mario title?
I pass.
Mario Sunshine.
Mario Sunshine is correct.
I'll go collectibles again.
All right. What writer and titular game hero can collect up to 100 coffee thermoses as a reference to Twin Peaks?
Oh, the guy from Half-Life. I don't remember his name.
You want to pass or make a guess?
Pass.
I'm going to double up on that pass.
Yeah?
Correct answer, Alan Wake.
Oh, Alan Wake. Okay, good. Good that I didn't go Half-Life.
Off the mark on that a little bit.
Yeah.
I remember that being my most frustrating collectible. Why the fuck are we collecting
I
thermoses?
Didn't play Alan Wake.
It was alright.
Yeah.
Alright, Brian, back to you.
Let's go weapons again.
Weapons. Alright, your weapon question. Clementine is a magical Gibson Flying V guitar with the ability to cast spells and summon vehicles in what adventure game?
a Jack Black one, I'm going to assume. When you say Clementine, I was like, oh, Walking Dead, yeah.
She's not a weapon.
It's not called heavy metal. That's a stupid cartoon. I fucking
don't knock that cartoon. That's all some of us had back in the day.
Right?
Awesome boobage. I forget the name of that. Yeah, I gotta pass.
You gonna pass again?
I'm trying to remember the name of it where he looked like Lobo, right?
Yeah.
He's driving around.
It's Jack Black game. Man. Okay, would you accept the Jack Black game?
I'm gonna need a title.
Mm.
I'll tell you, you got it. You just need the title.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Justin bought four copies that didn't open one.
Look, if I walked into GameStop and told them the Jack Black one where he looked like Lobo, they would know what I'm
talking
about.
I bet you at some point he's like, give me the thunder.
No,
I
pass.
Think at one point he probably does.
Pass. I don't pass know again. The name
Brutal Legend
Brutal
is the name
Legend.
Of the game.
Okay.
Underrated gem. Mm. All right, Dan, you start this round.
Let's do collectibles.
Collectibles. All right. The game Mafia 2 has you collect 50 issues of what classic magazine?
Spaghetti Times.
Featuring the photos from the actual magazine.
All right, Playboy. Let's just go Playboy. Yeah.
Okay.
Collect 50 issues from a classic magazine.
Yeah.
Cigar Aficionado.
Nah, Playboy.
The answer is Playboy.
Why would I care about the actual pictures from Cigar Aficionado?
I don't know. It was a collectible. Why do I care about
50 issues?
God, I collected feathers on fucking Assassin's Creed.
They weren't actual pictures of feathers. Pete said actual pictures from the magazine. Why would I want actual pictures from Cigar Aficionado?
I don't care. That's why you get whacked.
Well, here's a point breakdown right now. Brian, you're within striking distance of losing this game.
Mm-hmm.
You have 1 point against me. Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good damage against me. You're still in the running here.
Okay. It doesn't sound like I'm doing great, though.
No, you're not quite halfway to winning, but you're not quite halfway to losing yet.
Okay.
So we'll get Bon Jovi on the library.
That sounds like my whole life. Okay. Is it my turn?
You just went. So, Brian, you go.
Music. The soundtrack.
Soundtracks. Mm-hmm. Venom Attack. Garden Predator. The Asylum Cells.
Maximum Carnage.
Maximum Carnage.
Damn, that's mine too. Yeah, all right, Maximum Carnage. If we're going down, we're going down.
All right, I misled you guys on this one.
Because so Venom Attack?
Venom Attack, as in Venom Bane's.
Oh, damn it.
Arkham Asylum.
Venom Attack.
The garden thing, I was like, maybe it might be
green jelly. Trying to bite off Soundgarden.
That last
a
one was Three Little Pigs.
Yeah.
All right, Dan. What you want?
Let's do collectibles.
Collectibles. What classic game pair has to collect jiggies, golden puzzle pieces, in order to unlock further stages?
Damn, I have no fucking clue. Pass.
Pass. Brian?
Repeat that one more time.
What classic game duo has to collect jiggies, golden puzzle pieces, in order to unlock further stages?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. Toe Jam and Earl?
Incorrect.
No. Was it Ice Climbers?
No, it's Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh.
All right, Brian, you got one hit point left.
I'm cool with that.
I'll tell you what, if you decide to block, I'll give you a free block.
I'm going for it.
All right. All right, who went first that one?
I think it's him.
All right,
yeah, so I went collecting.
Brian, pick your category.
I'm going to go soundtrack. Fuck it.
Okay. Born Unto Trouble. Far Away. Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie.
Oh, Red Dead Revolver?
Red Dead Revolver?
Red Dead Redemption?
Which is it?
Redemption.
Redemption.
Okay.
Redemption.
You both gone?
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. I know that game like the back of my hand.
That's a soundtrack I own.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, back to you.
What was that song that for that epic transition
that
when you finally get to go to Mexico?
I want it dead or alive.
Billy, get
no,
your
was,
guns.
That was Far Away, I think.
Was it Far Away?
Yeah,
that's yeah. I got to listen to that on the car ride home.
I put that one in here on purpose because that's the best moment.
Yeah, that is a great transition. That was one of my quizzes. The transition
going down in a blaze of glory.
All right, Dan, what do you want?
I seen love done. I seen it shot down. I seen it die in vain. Shot down.
down in the blaze of glory.
All right, we're done. Weapons.
Weapons. What N64?
I'm going out, but know the truth.
I'm going down.
You jumped the gun, damn it.
Sorry about that.
All right.
It's getting too, I was all Bond. I have Bond fever. All
right.
What N64 hero introduced us to the Cerebral Bore, a gun that shoots a drill that leads to an explosive decapitation?
Jesus. N64 hero that shoots a drill.
It was the most epic weapon in this game.
Pass. Damn.
Right. Fuck it, man. Conkers.
Conkers?
No, it wasn't a Conkers.
Brian is eliminated from the proceedings.
What was it?
Turok.
Oh.
Should have guessed it was that.
Yuck.
Was that the Cerebral Bore? Was that that thing that was like the weapon you were putting together the whole time?
Yeah, shot him in the head, like a homing missile into the head.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the thing where it was like, it was in the first one. You shot it, and it was like it was like a nuclear explosion.
Oh, no, no, no. This one went in the head, and you just saw like a bloodstream.
Never
shootout,
a big Turok, dude.
And then it blew up.
Never a big Turok, dude. For people who did like Turok, the Far Cry is only like $25 this month. It's on sale. The newest Far Cry?
Yeah, I played Turok.
All
right. I wasn't a fan of that Far Cry. All right, so Brian's eliminated. Dan, you have 6 points remaining.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get me down 11 points.
Mm.
So you got your work cut out for you here.
Lay him down. Get him.
All right, let's do weapons.
Weapons. In Final Fantasy VIII, Squall Lionheart's weapon is a unique combination of what two traditional weapons?
A six shooter and a sword.
Bonus point if you get the name of it.
No, I don't remember the name of it.
Alright, 2 points there.
What was the name of it?
It's the Gunblade.
Oh, the Gunblade.
Very simple.
Alright.
Pick another.
Minions. For 500 hours.
In Japan, these classic minions are called Kuribo, meaning chestnut guys. What are their names in the U.S.?
Goombas.
Goombas, correct. Alright, now you're going.
Alright.
Pick another.
There was minion soundtracks, weapons, and...
collectibles.
Let's do collectibles, although I have been doing terribly.
This is the final collectibles question.
Okay.
While most Halo games have you collect skulls, what game in the series has you hunt down data pads, which end up being completely useless?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's Halo Wars.
Incorrect. Halo Reach.
Oh, Reach? Okay.
All right. You got a...
Oh, I was never into collectibles, even like maybe every once in a while, like a Lego game will get my fancy, but like the feathers in Assassin's Creed and all that shit.
Yeah, I didn't want to put those on there.
More about the story. All right.
Pick another.
Let's go Minions.
Minions. Known for their blocky appearance and hissing voices... Creepers are the bane of players of what game?
Minecraft.
Minecraft is correct. Go for another.
Minions.
All right. I have a feeling you'll get this one. The giant irradiated crab monsters of the Fallout series go by what name?
Oh, man. I hate those things.
It's a two-pointer. You could use it.
I hate those things. Especially while trying to pass that C and pull up.
The glowing C?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah,
the
they just
pass.
Lurk all over the place.
I'm just gonna have to go pass. Oh, lurkers! Damn it!
Yep. Meyer lurkers.
Meyer lurkers.
Meyer lurkers. Alright.
Okay.
Category?
Weapons.
Got a tough one here.
Oh, no.
What weapon in the God of War series was used to kill the Colossus of Rhodes? Athena, Perseus, Kronos, Zeus, and even Kratos himself at one point.
The Athenian spear?
Incorrect.
I'm just going off of Greek knowledge. I don't remember the names of any of the Medusa head and all.
It was the Blade of Olympus.
Was that the sword?
That's the big sword that you're trying to get the whole time.
Okay.
Alright, you got...
I played the games. They were fun.
Yeah, that was kind of a... A tough one. You got one hit point remaining.
That's when I do my best.
I have six.
Okay.
So, choose your category.
What do we got left? I know I eliminated at least one.
We went through collectibles. We still have one weapons. We have one, two soundtracks, and we have two minions.
Let's hit minions.
Oh, wait. We only have one more minions. This is the last minions question.
What's two minions?
The hard hat-wearing Mets have appeared relatively unchanged in every game of what classic series?
Mega Man.
Mega Man, correct. All right. I'm down to 5 points remaining. All right. What do you want?
Weapons.
Hard one. The MIRV is a unique Fallout 4 weapon, and it is a souped-up version of what already overpowered weapon?
Fuck. Doing Fallout, damn it. The ray gun. I don't know.
Sorry, you lose. Correct answer was the Fat Man.
Oh, my God.
It shot 10 nukes at once or some crazy shit like that.
I never even saw that. Even really used the Fat Man.
You should have gotten soundtracks. I think you would have gotten...
Yeah?
At least one of the... This one was for Brian, but... The Quarantine Zone, Vanishing Grace, and The Last of Us. What game?
The Last of Us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then the other was The Girl in the Tower, The Songbird, and Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Will the Circle Be Unbroken? I don't know. That's a hodgepodge. Is that Kingdom Hearts?
No, that's BioShock Infinite.
Oh yeah,
that's the song they sing through the whole
broken.
Time.
Oh my God, I love it.
And then I'm trying to see if there were any other.
You should have said, "God only knows where I'd be without you." I love that. That's a really cool part.
That's the emergency last question for soundtracks was "I Want to Rock," Africa, and I Ran So Far Away.
Oh, GTA.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, GTA. So. Sweet.
All right, you came close.
We'll get you next week, you bastard.
Running out of categories.
I know, man. It's hard. Well, you do four categories, man. I used to stick to one.
I found the math works out better for the hit point system.
Yeah, it is cooler. It's also more interesting.
It's a shit ton of work.
You know, the way I did quizzes, if you didn't like the thing, then you might as well just fast forward because it's just...
Well, I don't know how much longer I have in me for this.
At least one more week, hopefully. Time for the question of the week.
You have a question? No? You do? You don't? You do? You don't?
We do. The question last week was...
should buy a boat.
Now, Blizzard was swinging the ban hammer awfully hard last week on cheaters for Overwatch, which is great. I love what they're doing with Overwatch. I love the fact that they give it so much love. It is a game that you buy that doesn't have a first-person story mode. They chose a interesting way of... continuing the story online with videos on YouTube and stuff to give you the history, which was nice. They do right now. They're having the summer games. They're having a whole bunch of stuff. They do update it a lot. It's really cool that they're doing that. But there are a lot of cheaters, so they've been giving out lifelong bans. So last week I asked these two guys, what would you do other than lifelong bans? Because lifelong bans is harsh, you know. But cheating is harsh too. You're going on there and you ruin my fucking time.
Yeah.
So, what would you guys do other than that?
I'd like how GTA does. Kind of like if you want to play that way, there's a whole world for you with other guys that are playing that way.
Banish you to the cheater zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of... you can only play with a certain amount of people. You don't think that they could open themselves up to lawsuits or anything like that? Or?
Lawsuits for what? You're the one that's breaking the rules.
Yeah, but those are pretend rules. Those aren't laws to say that you have to now play the game with only the same 1,000 people as opposed to the same 1,000,000 people.
And there's no laws to say that they have to let you play on the network.
You're right, and I guess they could put a discretionary thing in the beginning of the game.
And they're banning as it is.
Yeah.
How is giving them somewhere to play worse than banning them?
I guess. Now, do you think there should be a time limit on it? Like maybe you're allowed back to play in recess.
What about good behavior?
How about a strike system? Just 3 and you're done.
Okay.
And you're just forever in the other world.
Strike system would be all right. I think a warning shot across the bow, like, hey, we know you're cheating.
Do you level up in Overwatch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about first by stripping you your levels, take you back to a level 1?
Well, the thing is, in Overwatch, you play all sorts of... it doesn't matter what your level is in regular play. There's also competition play where it does matter a little more.
Right. We'll strip you of that. That's strike one.
Competitive mode, to tell you the truth. it wouldn't work out that well, because if you went lower, then you're just going to pwn noobs all day.
Oh, I see. There's no in-game benefit?
No.
It's just a number? None.
Yeah, it's just trying to get you with like-skilled players.
All right, then...
How about erase your character, then?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, there's it's not a build character. I'm talking about really with any game, what would be better than swinging the band hammer that hard? I thought... So, in Overwatch, which is a very popular game right now, there is a training mode where you train these robots that really move back and forth, and you get a feel for, because it's very competitive, you get a feel for how much your character's bullet will hurt, how much their special will hurt, how much everything else, you know, how it reacts. So, I thought maybe you have to play as one of these dummies for a little bit. Like, if you get caught, then you are not allowed to play again until you kind of just have to run around like a chicken without a head and let people snipe you in the training.
Is there a ranking?
Oh, yeah. There's a ranking for competitive All mode, right. And there's a ranking for regular mode.
So take your guy's ranking out. Like, he won't be listed as...
Oh, he just isn't allowed to play competitive mode? He's allowed to play regular?
Let's say he's allowed to play, but his like it's for nothing. Because he's not going to rank up at all. His rank's not going to go up by winning or anything. He doesn't get any W's if you cheat or whatever. So he can play the game and have fun with it, whatever. But as far as competitive...
Yeah, but then you still got him cheating.
No, I mean, how long are you going to do it before you're just like, this is stupid?
I guess.
Or do that as strike one.
Like there's a lot before. Of people who cheat. Like, for example, in their summer game, Lucio Ball, you're all three characters. Lucio, who's a pusher, he pushes stuff. So you guys push the ball towards each other. It's a soccer game, essentially. But people are glitching and becoming other characters and just killing you. Now, their whole point of doing that is not to level up. It's to be a dick and ruin my time. You know, They're just murdering me in the game. You know, I looked up how to do it. I almost did it myself just to get a little revenge. But then I don't want to do it because they're, you know.
Well, with the systems as they are that you could, like, record so much just via the system, then if, like, say you get recorded doing stuff like that, then just have just ban you, I think, really, because it's really.
You think that's the way to go? Just fuck them.
Really,
just ban them.
Honestly, because it's annoying. You